From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Efforts to raise the debt ceiling by the August 2nd deadline are proceeding along a couple of fronts, and White House Budget Director Jack Lew is optimistic there will be a deal in time.
You know, I think it's not insignificant that all the leaders understand that it would be irresponsible to get to August 2nd and not extend the ability of the United States to pay its obligations.
He spoke on CNN. A bipartisan fallback plan is emerging in the Senate, which would give President Obama sweeping power to order increases in the debt limit without approval by Congress. Tea Party-backed Republicans in the House are working on a plan to let the government borrow another $2.4 trillion. But first, big and immediate spending cuts must be imposed, and Congress must adopt a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced federal budget. The cut, cap, and balance plan is set to pass the House tomorrow. It's expected to be stalled in the Senate by Wednesday. The majority of Democrats say it would lead to devastating budget cuts and make it harder to pass tax increases on the wealthy. President Obama is bypassing controversial candidate Elizabeth Warren and naming a former attorney general of Ohio to lead a new consumer watchdog agency. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the choice has done little to quiet Republican critics.
Elizabeth Warren dreamed up the idea for the watchdog agency to protect consumers from risky and confusing forms of credit. She's praising the president's choice of Richard Cordray to lead it. As Ohio's attorney general, Cordray built a reputation for suing major banks.
I feel strongly that the misdeeds on Wall Street have cost our economy dearly.
Senate Republicans have been demanding structural changes in the watchdog agency, which was created as part of the financial overhaul. Alabama Senator Richard Shelby says he and his GOP colleagues won't support any nominee until those changes are made. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
For the second time in just a week, a close ally of Afghan President Hamid Karzai has been assassinated. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that gunmen stormed in the home of a former provincial governor in Kabul, killing him and a member of the Afghan parliament.
John Muhammad Khan was governor of Uruzgan province until 2006 and remained a close advisor to President Karzai. A pair of gunmen broke into his house in West Kabul and then fought a standoff with police that lasted until dawn local time. Just last Tuesday, an assassin killed another key ally of President Karzai, his half-brother Ahmed Wali Karzai. Both victims had been accused of large-scale corruption for years. Khan's death is the latest in a string of high-profile killings targeting government officials considered to be enemies of the Taliban. According to the United Nations, assassinations and civilian killings are up to their highest level since the 2001 invasion. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Mazar-i-Sharif, Afghanistan.
U.S. and coalition forces have a new commander in Afghanistan. General John Allen has taken over from General David Petraeus. You're listening to NPR News. A new study by the AARP finds the growing number of family caregivers provide a service valued at $450 billion a year. But NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that the cost to caregivers themselves is enormous.
The AARP finds the typical caregiver puts in 20 hours a week taking care of a loved one, and that's often on top of a full-time job. Cutting back on work can mean losing hundreds of thousands of dollars in income over a lifetime. Then, says AARP's Lynn Feinberg, there's the physical and mental toll of caregiving.
About 40 to 70% of family caregivers exhibit clinical symptoms of depression. We know that depression leads to social isolation. That can also impact your own physical health.
The study notes aging baby boomers will have fewer caregivers to rely on since they had fewer children than their parents' generation. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Forecasters say the heat wave gripping the central U.S. is unrelenting and relief is not expected anywhere soon. Heat advisories and warnings are in place in 17 states from Texas to Michigan as temperatures and humidity make being outside uncomfortable for millions. Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management spokeswoman Kelly Kane says the blistering heat is causing other problems as well.
We've been experiencing a lot of wildfires across the state, and the heat has definitely been, you know, a problem for the firefighters that have been responding to those fires.
Sunday was the 27th day this year that temperature has reached 100 degrees in Oklahoma City. The record for triple-digit days in the city is 50. That record could be broken this year. Today is expected also to reach 100 degrees. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.